much are you so happy about, Lex? You're getting a cookie? From the cookie jar. Small minds are so easily amused. Empty, hmm? Well, they've probably been taken by whoever was in here last. And you know how everyone around here craves such high sugar intake. And it shows on their hips. Of course not. I have certain standards when it comes to items that I put in my mouth. It could be anyone. It's a communal kitchen. Maybe you should have thought about that before leaving your precious cookies here. Now go ask around and leave me be.
So I threw the cake on the floor, crushed it in a mulch, and threatened to kill the small boy if he refused to eat it.
On his birthday?
What kind of cake?
Lemon.
Yuck. In which case, you were completely justified in your actions.
On his birthday?
What? I'm evil! As are you.
Oh, I would never even speak of what you did to his mother, let alone do it.
Please.
A fascinating tale. It reminds me of when I went back in time to a place called New England. And although the accents were more similar to some of our fellow members, I pressed on to learn more about those.
No, big guy, we did not take your stupid cookies. Why don't you just eat something from the fridge instead?
Unfortunately, I've come to the conclusion that I'm heavily allergic to them. I recall being pushed aside by a carpenter and a walrus who befriended the remainder of oysters that had somehow gained the ability to talk, and then betrayed and consumed them. I forget what else transpired as I suddenly woke up in the hospital.
Yeah, whatever. Go find someone who cares, remotely about you, to help. I thought he'd never leave.
What's up with you, Luxie? You're strangely quiet all of a sudden.
Just thinking is all. I'll be in the other time zone if you need me.
Stop making so much noise. Jeez. The superior and I are trying to have a meaningful conversation. It's not that often he's actually coherent. No, you may not speak to him. I only get a few uninterrupted minutes each day to talk with Samnus before his eyes glaze over and he asks me if he's still pretty. You're not taking that away from me. That's right. You used to be his favorite. But I'm his bitch now. He's mine now. Your days of having all his attention are over. And I hope you never find your damned cookies. Oh, shit!
Lexus? What the crap?
Did you do that to Saix? Awesome!
You can stop now! Not. Whatever. Just stay away from my room. And Marluxia.
Interesting.
Where'd you come from?
It appears that the years of total obedience, coupled with being so mistreated and hated for reasons unknown, coupled again with the distress of his most treasured luxury being stolen away from him, has made the only outlet available to Alexeus a release of all his rage and the complete destruction of the objects and people around him.
So, how do we stop it?
Hell if I know. I'll be in my lab behind the new indestructible doors until this is over.
What's going on? The Rockhead's freaking me out because he lost his cookies.
Why don't you deal with this section? You're like his best friend or something after all.
Why does everybody think that? And why am I always being paired up with him? We have nothing in common, and we never speak to each other. All we've ever done is run the library separately. That one time with the schnapps, but well, we don't speak of that.
That's still more time than anyone else has ever spent with. And maybe you can use that rarely mentioned ability of yours to help him.
What was it again? I
smell. You sure do, but what's your ability?
Go to hell, Axel.
Already there.
Well, since I'm here, Axeus, I assume it's those foul cookies with all the coconut filling you're seeking. The scent grows stronger now, up the stairs.
Is anyone going to ask if I'm okay?
It leads to Marluxia's room.
My, my. To what do I owe the honor?
Don't play innocent, Marluxia. I smell those cookies all over you. Along with... Oh my god.
Is that... Oh my god, that's disgusting.
No idea what you're talking about. Why don't we all just calm down and make ourselves comfortable? What did I just sit on? How did these get here? Luxeus, put me down.
What's he doing?
Marluxia's gonna get it now.
What did I miss?
We're listening in on Luxeus. Turns out Marluxia's the thief. Let the entertainment commence. We know you're trying to listen in through the door, considering there isn't a door there anymore. Hold on. I smell traces of cookie again, a familiar smell. Luxord.
What? Of course you smell me with that creepy nose of yours. I'm standing right here.
I detected the same scent when I entered among others I dare not repeat. And now I detect remnants of cookies on you, which means you were here before and you must have planted the cookies in Marluxia's robe. Admit it, you stole the cookies from the cookie jar.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
That's preposterous. I didn't touch the cookie jar. Somehow Luxeus must have mistakenly placed the contents in the biscuit tin. And when I discovered this misunderstanding, I went back in time and framed Marluxia. So what of it? He deserves to take the fall, what with all the sexual assaults he's inflicted on virtually everyone here.
It's not really assault if one enjoys it.
So eat your biscuit, cookie dough, whatever, and let's get on with our lives. Well... yes, it's a little broken up now, but that doesn't... I'm going to visit the prehistoric era. I think I'll stand a better chance at survival there.
So, while everyone's here, why don't we have some fun?
No, that's okay. I think I'll pass. Checkers. I've got a lot of reading to do, and it requires me to be away from you.
You know, I don't know if I'm in the mood for an orgy right now. Let me go get my contraceptive first, and then I'll get back to you. Maybe. I don't know. Possibly. Whatever.
Oh, come now, Luxeus. You could always lick the cookie crumbs off me. It'll be enjoyable for both of us. S&M is not appreciated here.
That's not what you said last Tuesday.
Oh, my kidneys.